Health ministers from around the world have agreed to new international health regulations that give the World Health Organization greater authority in pursuing and controlling disease outbreaks. The regulations are a response to the difficulties the WHO faced in controlling the SARS outbreak. NPR's Brenda Wilson reports.
Under current international health regulations, the World Health Organization can enter a country to investigate a disease outbreak only on the invitation of the government. In the case of SARS in China, WHO sought the government's permission but was repeatedly rebuffed. The agency circumvented the government to try to determine the extent of the problem. Only when WHO officials went public about the SARS epidemic in China did the government cooperate. Canadian and U.S. health agencies have also at times balked. WHO's Director General Dr. Gro Brundtland says that's why the WHO needed stronger regulations.
This situation was different from all the different experiences that have been before. If you look at those, the ones that are in place now, it would not in any way have covered what we have done.
The resolution, unanimously adopted by the 192-member World Health Assembly, gives WHO the authority to assess a disease outbreak using unofficial sources of information when a government fails to cooperate and there is a public health threat to neighboring countries and international health. There's been an ongoing revision of the international health regulations that is scheduled to be completed in 2005. But SARS has changed the momentum and direction of those changes, which initially involved expanding the list of infectious diseases governments are required to report to WHO. Dr. Brundtland says this endorsement gives WHO more clout, even though it still has no power to enter a country.
It will be more quickly and easily understood by any member state that would consider not being very collaborative, because that kind of experience we have had, countries have shared the consequences.
Governments have generally been reluctant to cooperate with the World Health Organization because of the economic and political repercussions of disease outbreaks. The World Health Organization has turned those threats to its advantage. Dr. Barry Bloom, the Dean of Harvard School of Public Health, calls the resolution a major development.
This resolution means that if they cannot get the appropriate information and they have indirect information that an epidemic is looming, they still do not have the right to force experts into a country, but what they can do now is take those sources and provide them to the media and the countries in the nearby area such that it puts enormous pressure on governments to tell the truth now about epidemics and not to try to cover them up.
Bloom says the new regulations will encourage epidemiologists, doctors, and public health officials who are troubled by people sick and dying to provide the information that WHO needs and encourage governments to cooperate before things get out of hand. Brenda Wilson, NPR News, Washington.